Armed groups loyal to the SPLA-IO faction run by Simon Gadwich and forces loyal to first Vice President Riek Machar killed more than 40 people, burnt villages and looted humanitarian warehouses, according to local residents and officials. Lair County resident Angelina Nyale says some of her relatives were killed and others were wounded and receiving treatment at the Lair Health Facility. Nyale says many residents were left traumatized by the violence.
We were attacked by two counties of Koch and Mayendit. Many people were killed and others injured, including men, women, children and old people.
MSF head of mission for South Sudan, Federica Franco, says dozens of civilians in Lair were killed, including one MSF employee identified as Peter Mathor Tap. She says Tap worked with MSF in Lair since 2007, first as a supervisor at the former MSF hospital and more recently as a nursing care provider in an MSF health facility.
This is the second MSF staff killed in an attack while off duty since December. MSF is deeply saddened and concerned by the tragic death of our colleague Peter and strongly condemns the violence being carried out in an indiscriminate way by armed groups and the killing and injuring of many people in Lair County.
Franco says since the fighting began, the MSF clinic in Lair Town has treated more than 24 patients with gunshot wounds and other victims of trauma, including survivors of sexual violence. She says the clinic had to create more bed capacity to treat all of the war wounded.
Some patients were evacuated to secondary healthcare facilities for surgical care, but others had to be simply relocated to other MSF hospitals in South Sudan due to lack of available space. This is because in addition to the war wounded, the clinic in Lair still had an ER with regular patients who could not be discharged.
MSF Deputy Medical Coordinator in Lair County, Grace Conger, says for the past 2 weeks, her health facility has been treating men, women and children with gunshot wounds. She says some patients were transferred to other MSF medical facilities across the country.
MSF have so far received over 30 patients with gunshot wounds. An additional person were victim of other related violence. However, more persons are still arriving as for persons have been waiting to come out of hiding to assess treatment due to a continuous safety and security.
Franco says after several humanitarian organizations left Lair due to insecurity, the MSF clinic has remained one of the few fully functioning healthcare facilities in the entire county and the only facility providing advanced emergency care. Initial assessments reported wide-scale destruction in Adok, Pilinch, Thonyor, and Tuchria, where homes were set on fire and properties looted. As a result, thousands of people have been forcibly displaced, including MSF staff, according to an MSF statement released yesterday. Franco says those displaced are too scared to return to their villages and many have lost all their belongings, including their homes. She says many have been hiding in swampland, making them susceptible to waterborne diseases.
While active fighting has now ceased, the impacts on the lives of the affected populations in Lair County is absolutely tremendous. There has been widespread destruction and looting of property, including humanitarian and medical facilities. One of our community-based healthcare clinics was partially destroyed and two others were looted in the attacks. As a consequence, access to healthcare at the moment is severely limited.
Franco is calling on all armed groups to respect international humanitarian law and to immediately stop targeting civilians and health facilities. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.